The Regional Transit Authority in southeastern Wisconsin is meeting to look at several possible recommendations to Governor Jim Doyle. One of those is whether to come up with a dedicated funding source for mass transit in the area. The thought is that some of the funds might go to the long-debated commuter rail line between Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. Most recently, state lawmakers shot down a plan to use higher rental car fees to pay for the so-called KRM line. Carrie Thomas of the group Transit Now says she favors a proposal to boost local sales taxes a half cent to pay for KRM and buses.
And one of the things that's really strong about that is that it helps to share the cost of that transit infrastructure that's used by so many people that aren't from the area, that don't own property in the area. It helps share that cost with folks from outside, because a quarter to a third of those costs are generated, the revenues are generated from visitors.
Thomas contends that local property taxes would go down and notes that Milwaukee County voters last week approved an advisory referendum calling for a sales tax hike to fund transit and parks. But others are pushing for a local income tax to fund transit, and Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker wants to raise the money by privatizing operations of Mitchell Airport. Any big change will need approval in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.